This is Paul Davey, Yield Point Specialist for Ag Services in Warren, Minnesota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Good morning, Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick with Randy Coonan in studio. We'll have reports from Sierra Doctor and Whitney Pittman. Scattered rains are seen this morning throughout the northern plains, extending from the Montana area into the Dakotas. These rains should move out of the region by tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says the rainfall amount should be less than a quarter of an inch. There's also fog in the Red River Valley this morning. Some parts of the tri-state area may hit 60 degrees today.
The wet, cold soil has made it impossible for field work to begin. University of Minnesota Extension corn agronomist Jeff Coulter has done research on planting dates.
There's so many other factors that are much more important than planting date for corn. Like, you know, the 2 weeks before the tassels come out and about 3 weeks after the tassels come out. The weather during that period is really what determines the crop yield. So I think a key is just to avoid getting out there too early with the tillage and make sure the soils are fit and be as timely as we can, and we should be good to go.
In a new podcast from the University of Minnesota Extension, agronomist Seth Nave said this will likely be a season where decisions will need to be made on the go.
We definitely want to avoid getting ourselves in a box where we don't do any kind of a pre and we plan on a total post, and then we have continued rains after planting that keep us out from doing those. I mean, that can be the worst case for us here. So, I mean, farmers just are going to have to manage their own risk. I'm all about planting early. I'm all about hitting this thing hard and getting that crop in. But we also have to manage the risk at some point. If we're planning to push everything off on weed control until after planting, that can really set us up for some problems later.
Weather continues to be a major factor in price action. Corn Belt Marketing market analyst Sam Hudson says traders are focused on the cold temperatures.
And maybe the biggest concern is for, you know, some of the crop that's already in the ground. Are we going to see stuff emerge, you know, evenly or have, you know, successful emergence here? And some of that stuff you just won't know here for another week or 10 days. And by then, you know, we'll see if the temperatures are warming.
Planting delays don't seem to be a major concern.
You know, from a market standpoint, like I said, it's too early to be too late. And once the crop's in, it's kind of hard to herd it in that first 45 to 60 days. And so we kind of, you know, end up in this doldrums type of look. Now, if we start to extend some of this cooler weather into that second week of May or, you know, see some rain throughout that time frame to shrink some of these planting windows, now you got, you know, potentially a different story to talk about. But replant just muddies the water in terms of acreage and trying to figure things along the way here.
During a House Agriculture Subcommittee hearing, Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson asked farmers to educate members of Congress about the importance of the Farm Bill.
That's just incredibly important. Any way that you can to help us, you know, we've got a significant number, over half of the members of Congress in the 118th have not been here for a Farm Bill. And quite frankly, some folks who have been, it wouldn't hurt to do a little additional education with some of them.
The farm leaders facing the House Ag Subcommittee yesterday focused on the importance of crop insurance and a strong farm safety net. National Corn Growers Association President Tom Haig, who farms at Eden Valley, Minnesota, was asked about his biggest worry.
Taking tools away from us would be our biggest hindrance if they were to limit us amount of nitrogen we were supposed to be using. The amount of fertilizer that we're going to be putting on would be a major concern to the corn farmer.
Minnesota Congressman Brad Binstead carried that same message during his time on the microphone.
I've been saying this over and over again, and I really believe it to my core, that our role here in Congress to pass is really important, that we pass a really strong farm bill. But we have to make sure that it's done for the farmer by the farmer, and it's done for rural America by rural America.
USDA is offering incentives for farmers and landowners with expiring Conservation Reserve Program contracts to sign up for another 30 years. The enrollment period for the Clean Lakes, Estuaries, and Rivers is open until the end of July. land currently enrolled in continuous CRP or the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program may be eligible for the Clear 30 program if their contracts are expiring before September 30th.
The House has passed legislation to raise the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling and cut spending. The bill passing on a narrow 217 to 215 vote. It includes spending cuts over the next 10 years. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Thursday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Staff shortages are a reality at the Farm Service Agency. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor has more.
North Dakota State Farm Service Agency Executive Director Marcin Svenningsen says labor shortages are a major issue for county FSA offices across the country.
Well, we're in a difficult time. The pandemic, I think, has exacerbated the problem, and the private industry had to step up. They had to start paying wages to attract employees, and we don't have that option at the Farm Service Agency. So it became quickly apparent that we're not competitive anymore, and we have a lot of openings across the state. We have one, maybe two applicants. Grand Forks, this is the fifth time that we're advertising for program technicians in Grand Forks. We're not competitive when we're compared to private industry.
North Dakota currently has a 10% vacancy in FSA offices. Svenningsen says Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has even acknowledged the shortcomings of labor in offices. However, it's up to Congress to raise the budget.
I do know that other states are in the exact same boat that we are. This is not just a North Dakota problem. We are not an island. All of Farm Service Agency is struggling. I'm concerned about it. I can raise awareness of it. Typically, money has to be appropriated from Congress. And so if we're looking at increasing salaries, that has to be a congressional solution.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.
All farm groups are working on a new farm bill and other policy priorities. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman has the perspective of one of those groups in this report.
Meeting the needs of producers is the focus for the National Farmers Union. President Rob LaRue says they're not simply focused on the easier bill politically, but getting a bill that will benefit producers.
Farmers Union is very much focused on making sure that we, A, get a farm bill done, that we get one done that has as strong a safety net as possible. So, budget is going to, as always, be a huge consideration in this farm bill. But we want to make sure that we're writing a farm bill that meets the needs out there, not just one that, is politically easier. And so we're focused on, looking in Title I, whether that's raising reference prices and looking for ways to kind of strengthen the existing programs, trying to find solutions to this question around disaster assistance and making sure that there's certainty out there for farmers and ranchers.
Policy that promotes marketplace competition is another priority.
Really one of the focuses of Farmers Union for a long time in both North Dakota, Minnesota, and nationally is trying to bring attention to the question of competition in the marketplace. So much of agriculture right now is really controlled by just a few hands. And so whether we're talking cattle markets, whether we're talking inputs, what can we do to make sure that there is fair play there, that there is competition? Farmers have choices. Right now, farmers just see their prices going up for cost and the value that they're getting too often going down.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network.
Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau says agencies within the farm production and conservation areas of USDA are working hard to streamline parts of the farm safety net.
One of the things we heard from farmers very early on, why do you need the same information that we gave to the crop insurance provider? And we heeded that. And we built a very streamlined approach for the delivery of that disaster assistance.
The European Union will ban Ukrainian grain and oilseed exports to Romania until June 5th, as Ukraine lost access to its own Black Sea ports after the Russian invasion. Millions of tons of grains and oilseeds ended up in Central and Eastern Europe. That led to complaints from local farmers that demand and prices for their local products was distorted. The European Commission said it would take emergency preventative measures to compensate local farmers and only allow grain to enter the five countries from the Ukraine that if they export to other EU countries or the rest of the world.
According to data from USDA's Economic Research Service, since 1982, the number of U.S. farms has continued to decline. In 2022, there were 2 million U.S. farms, down 2.2 million from 2007. Farmland acreage also continues to decline. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Livestock markets put in a choppy day yesterday. They started lower but finished higher. Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson says the combination of technicals and fundamentals turned that market higher at the close.
April's go off the board Friday at noon. They're a $10 premium to the June, so we got a pretty good report in the cold storage numbers yesterday. We saw a big volume of beef move out of the freezers with these lower cattle numbers and higher prices, so drawing from the freezers also here.
The lean hog market recovered following early session weakness.
Yeah, we did see those June lives up 322 again. They were very oversold here last week too, kind of like the wheat is today, so nice to see those hogs have somewhat of a bounce here.
The weekly report from the Energy Information Administration shows ethanol production for the week ending April 21st down 56,000 barrels per day from the previous week at 967,000 barrels a day. Ethanol stocks also down 1 million barrels to 24.3 million barrels.
An annual report from the U.S. Trade Representative's office outlines trade barriers coming from the European Union. In particular, the report cites the EU use of geographic indicators to control the use of common terms such as Parmesan or mozzarella cheese. The U.S. Dairy Export Council and National Milk Producers Federation are asking the Trade Office to preserve export access for food with these common names.
The Syngenta Group finished the first quarter with sales over $9 billion. That's a 3% improvement over last year. In North America, crop protection sales rose 22%. North American seed sales increased 3%. Prices moved higher to offset rising costs.
Checking markets this morning, we're on the downside, continuing some of the pressure from yesterday. The May contract Minneapolis wheat right now down 9 cents, $7.99. The July contract down 12. Chicago wheat for May down 9.5, and hard red winter wheat May down 8.25. We're down 2.5 for the May corn contract, 6.39. New crop corn, 3.75 cents down. Soybeans for May, 7.75 lower, 14.28 1/4. New crop soybeans down by 9.5 cents. Checking in on the farm calendar, there's a series of meetings that have been set up regarding the Summit Carbon Solutions Carbon Capture Pipeline application. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission has scheduled an in-person meeting for Tuesday next week, 6 p.m. to start. That's at Breckenridge High School. They also have a session in Fergus Falls on Wednesday next week, May 3rd. That'll be at the Bigwood Event Center. And then they also have a virtual session on Thursday of next week. Also on the farm calendar, North Dakota State University Extension offering a four-week webinar series on local meat marketing. The first webinar will be Tuesday. It's a 7 p.m. start. Have a great day. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.